you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proof that money talks. So I guess he is going to be, let me find out what the character is in this new movie coming out. He's playing the Red Hulk. And I guess he looks ridiculous in it.
Okay.
And
is that a Marvel movie?
Yeah, I believe so.
The Red Hulk.
So he's on MTV talking about it. And this is where we're discussing money and what you do for cash.
How easily can you silence the part of your brain that says, I look like an idiot when I'm playing a Red Hulk? You know, the behind the scenes footage of this, you probably look like an insane human being.
I don't want to break your bubble. But that's what the money is for.
Well, yeah, so
that's true.
Yeah. Especially these Marvel movies, and then, you know, that probably takes care of like seven generations of Fords after.
Let me ask you a question. How old is Harrison Ford?
83?
And 82? He's playing
it. Just Google it.
Oh, my God.
Decrepit ass superhero.
I don't know how old
he is.
He's
82.
He's 82. He is. Okay.
He barely got through the Jeep commercial.
What does that mean? I didn't see the Jeep commercial.
Oh, you didn't say it?
No.
How could an 82-year-old be playing?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. Marco put that in, so I thought that was kind of funny when he talked about money.
That is strange.
Is it because I understand he's 82, but he gets the superpower and he transforms into this monster hulking figure?
So he's in the new Captain America as the Red Hulk.
Okay. As an old Red Hulk.
Evidently.
My sex tape with the Hulk.
Sounds powerful. All right. Here's Garrett Cole. So Juan Soto might be a Met. However,
the beauty of the Yankees is the ability to go out and fill the roster and fill the spots with the goal of getting back to the World Series and winning the World Series again.
And so likes what they have done, and they're going to be ready to rock come this April, May, June, July.
Hopefully he'll pitch more than 95 innings.
Well, that would be good for them, yes. In terms of the Mets, David Stearns was on the Pablo Torre podcast. It sounds like they were... My first thought is, how the hell did this guy land David Stearns for a sit-down? But listening to them, I think they're friends and have been for a long time. Here was Stearns, how he avoids the critics.
I am not on social media. I do not listen to talk radio. I am grateful that talk radio exists in this town because it provokes the passion of our fan base.
Did you listen as a kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
they're going to suck. He sucks. They suck. They're going to suck this year.
You have not earned the right to rebuild the Mets in the way that they need to be rebuilt.
You know what's so funny about that is they play a lot of BT and Sal clips in this podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do.
There you go. Well, that's the baseball.
Two David Stearns?
Well, I don't know if while he's doing the interview, they stop to play it or will post-production, they add it in
All right.
for what they're discussing. Here he was asked how often he does tune in.
Every afternoon I listen to talk
you're
radio.
Avoiding your childhood self is what you're doing.
And if at some point I'm not doing this job and still living in this town, I will listen to it again.
And then I edited
these guys had to go to like college together or something.
They clearly knew each other.
Yeah.
And there was a photo together.
Is it the Stearns like a Harvard guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every year they vacation in Dorkville together.
Same class, Harvard.
Dorkville, California.
Yeah, they'll go there with their families. So what were your shows of choice?
What did you grow up listening to, though?
Mike and the Mad Dog, you know, Steve Summers.
Yep.
You know, when I was growing up, Gary Cohen, Bob Murphy, Ed Coleman were the three primary Mets radio broadcasters. We listened to those guys a ton.
So there you go.
By the way, I found out how they know each other. In an article, Pablo Torre writes, I first encountered David Stearns more than 20 years ago, back when we were freshmen learning to write about sports for our college newspaper.
There you go.
The Crimson, what do they call that newspaper?
It might be the Crimson.
Crimson Rag.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if that's getting money from USAID.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So how about that? He dropped Ed Coleman's name.
Yes, he did.
Right. So, cool. Like all the others, you know, Summers is a cool name drop, but Ed Coleman, that's when you know someone's a real fan.
No doubt.
Of
no
the
doubt.
Fan.
Well, how many years did he covered the Mets for 25 years?
Covered them?
Ed Coleman?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, like, I thought you meant David Stearns. Yeah.
Maybe longer than that, actually. It's right, because he just finished, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, what is David Stearns? He like,
Chisholm scores!
Is he 40 years old? Yeah, he is, right?
It's got to be. Right?
I don't know how old David Stearns is. He looks really
39.
Young.
39.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
He did not mention being a fan of Mark Malusis's, because he's been here for a long time. Malusis in Florida. This is a summary of yesterday. Obviously, I cut this together. Some good parts, but I gave you the good stuff.
All right, day two. Malusis family vacation. Disney. In like a nice 13-hour day. Hammy tightened up about 5 o'clock this afternoon, right, Hammy? Highlights of the day. Let's see. Frozen sing-along, kids fighting over popcorn. Taking a shot to the nether regions. A little bit of a ball tap for my son Paul at Toy Story Mania.
So there you go. That was his day.
There was another call that I was only up there for like a minute or two. I would have gotten to it. It said they just got back from Disney and it was a disaster. So
no, really? He actually seems like it's going great because there's not a lot of people there. They're there in February. Easy to get to the rides. And
well,
and
next
things.
Week's the week, you know, we're in the New York schools are
off. Oh, is that true?
Oh, man.
Yeah, for a week, which makes no sense. I mean, I loved it when I was a kid, but like now I'm thinking about it. But why is there a winter break and then a spring break around? There has to be a reason why. But like,
know.
That doesn't happen in other states. Like, man. When Gina moved here from Pennsylvania, she said, you have a winter break for no reason? Just a week off in the middle of winter?
It's like, not like they get 8 weeks for the summer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, or another week in April. Or the 2 weeks they got around Christmas.
Yeah, it is a lot of time.
Yeah.
Good for them.
You go in that classroom. You tell me how you're going to do after about a month.
No, that's why I quit being a teacher and got into radio, because I didn't want to do it.
Knicks beat the Hawks in overtime, 149-148. Jalen Brunson, 36 points, including the go-ahead hoop with 11 seconds to go. The Knicks are 36-18 at the All-Star break. They next will play Chicago next Thursday. The Nets also won. They beat the 76ers. What was the final here? 196, 20th win of the season for the Nets. Also, I got to get you some audio. It was the Cavs-Raptors game, I believe.
Okay.
I believe Tristan Thompson dunked at the end when they were up by 20 points, and he had almost a
brouhaha.
Everybody
got mad.
Yes,
everybody
as Al would say, they broke the unwritten rules.
It's like taking a slap shot at the empty net when you got...
Oh, for sure, yes. You know very I mean? Similar. St. John's did lose at Villanova, 73-71. Iowa beat Rutgers, 84-73. And we've talked about this. This Brendan Burke. So he was on the call on TNT for this Canada-Sweden Four Nations opener that went to overtime.
Morrissey went to the bench. Crosby delayed and sets up Marner. Full stride into the zone. Mitch Marner scores! Mitch Marner! An overtime winner for Team Canada!
And that was on TNT.
I can't figure out who, you know, I love Kenny Albert. Love Brendan Burke. Bob Wischusen's great.
Yep.
I wonder who the Rangers are going to hire to replace Sam. I guess it's going to be Kenny. But Kenny does so many other things.
Yeah, but so does Mike Breen, and Mike Breen is the voice of the Knicks.
True. It's got to be Kenny, then.
I would certainly think so.
If he want, I guess if he'd want it.
Does Kenny fill in for him most of the time?
Kenny loves the Rangers.
Sam doesn't miss any games.
I know.
Anymore. So, not like we've had a backup. Anyway, that was Mitch Marner with the game winner, U.S. and Finland tonight.